Probably some of you have been listening to the news and what's going on in San Bernardino, California, out that way, and the 14 people that are dead and 17 people, at least 17, injured. All of the things that happen, you know, it's just a tragedy. The things that, you know, we hear about, people getting killed, things that happen, and you know, life suddenly just is over for people and their loved ones, trying to get through that sudden loss with no warning whatsoever. And it makes us grieve for those souls that go into eternity, probably some of them unprepared, but it's that way in life, really, in the sense that none of us knows when we could leave. You know, these tragic events that take place and people who take the lives of others, this doesn't just happen in big cities. It's happened in small towns. It happens at schools. It's happened at churches. You just never know these days when and where something like this could happen. But we can at least be prepared. We can always be ready. No matter the uncertainty of life, we can be ready for when this life might come. It could be today, we don't know, but we can be ready at this moment for our lives to be over. We know from the scriptures that we should be ready and prepared. Paul, in writing to the church in Thessalonica, in the first epistle, at the end of that book in chapter 5, he said some things concerning the day of the Lord, the second coming of Jesus. And there, beginning in verse 1, he said, "But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know." You know perfectly, he says, "that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." So, a thief doesn't give warning. And God, in like manner, doesn't give us warning. He doesn't tell us when. We just know sometime He's going to come. He's going to send Jesus to return to judge the world. "For when they say," verse 3, "peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape." So there are people that are not prepared. The end comes unexpectedly. They are taken unawares. They are not prepared at all. But he says, "You, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness." So, those who are God's people, Christians shouldn't be like others. We should be prepared, completely prepared. We shouldn't be caught off guard, because we know the day of the Lord is in the future. We know what is expected of us. We know that life is brief. We know that there are no guarantees. And so we shouldn't be like people who are caught off guard. Furthermore, we are sons, he says, of light and sons of the day. So that is, we know the truth. We should be living according to the truth. Our manner of conduct, speaking, thinking, how we live every day should be of the light. That is, based on God's truth. We're walking in righteousness, living holy lives. We should be separate from the world and how we are compared to them, so that we won't be caught off guard. That's our nature, he says. Therefore, verse 6, "let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night." So it's understandable, in the nighttime, in darkness, people are sleeping. People often go out and get drunk. These things happen at nighttime. But he says, if you're of the day, you shouldn't be characterized by behavior that is nighttime behavior. You should not be living a worldly life. You should be awake, he says, watchful, sober in your spiritual living. "But let us," he says, "who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another just as you also are doing. So, the expectation for those to whom Paul is writing is that, you know, you're people of God. Just look around you and see what's happening. People were converted out of darkness. Don't go back to it, and certainly don't be presently living in it. But instead, remember what you've been appointed to. Remember the kind of people that you are. Remember the hope that you have of salvation through Jesus Christ, who gave His life to us. Live in the present for the Lord, and as you live, comfort each other, encourage each other, build each other up. He says, this is what you're doing, keep on doing it, so that you're not overtaken by death or the coming of the Lord, so that something happens unexpectedly and you're not prepared. It's just a reminder to us as we read through passages such as this that come to mind when we hear things that happen, you know, and will continue to happen throughout our lives, that remind us of the brevity of life, of the need to be prepared, of the fact that there are souls that leave this life that are unprepared. That shouldn't characterize us. It should make us think about the need to reach out to people, because not only should we be ready, but our neighbors, our co-workers, people that we know around us, they also need to be ready. And so many of them are not ready. And we can do what we can, what we are able, what we have opportunity to do, to help people be prepared for a day that tragically is going to overtake most of the world and most people are not ready for. Tonight, you can make sure that you're prepared by obeying the gospel, as we say, being saved from your sins. God's way of making that possible is described in His Word. We have people who heard the truth, understood they were in sin and they were lost because the blood of Christ hadn't yet cleansed them. How does that happen? They wondered. What must I do to be saved? They asked. And they were taught that you have to believe in Jesus Christ. You have to turn from sin. You have to confess your faith. You have to be baptized, so that in baptism you can be washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and then from that day forward live for Him a life prepared and ready, so that every day you live and every night that you get in that bed and you prepare to go to sleep, you can sleep with peace. You can know that you're saved. You can know that if something happens to you, something unexpected occurs, you don't have anything to be worried about. And that's certainly what we desire for each one here tonight. Maybe you're a child of God already, but are you living faithfully, walking with Him? Whatever needs might need to be addressed in your life, the one who can meet those needs and address anything that is not as it should be is, of course, the Lord who loves you and gave Himself for you. And if you need to come to Him or return to Him, we'd be happy to assist you in that as we stand and sing.